Hello. Welcome
Love
to Off the Talk.
Radio.
I am Queen Inoshi. Hello. Welcome
okay.
to Off the Talk. I am Queen Inoshi, and tonight we're talking to Lady Stephanie White about her debut novel, Vengeance.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm going to read your synopsis. It looks really interesting,
okay.
So I'm going to read it so everybody can hear it. Okay, Dr. Joyce
okay.
English Thornton is a wife, mother, and assistant medical examiner for Pinata County, Florida. Joyce graduated high school at age 15. She quickly accelerated through medical school to become a medical examiner. During her journey to achievement, Premron Thornton entered her life. Joycelyn did not date much because her focus was on achieving her goals. Premron entered her life at a sorority dance. Premron is tall, dark, and deadly handsome. Premron is also the grandson of a billionaire. Whatever Premron wants, he gets until he meets Joycelyn. Joycelyn knew who Premron was, so she avoided him at all costs. Premron pursued Joycelyn. Eventually, they became a couple. Now they are married, parents of four children. Premron is the mayor of the city. Joycelyn has resigned her position she truly loves for her family. Premron is being bored with life as usual, and this night he invites both sets of their families to their mansion for dinner. Premron is evasive about the invite, and Joycelyn is on edge. Something is not right with her husband. Now open this book and begin to read Vengeance, and you will not be disappointed. That sounds good.
Thank you.
So what made you want to write this book?
I was in a creative writing class.
Okay.
And we had to write a story. And this story had been in the back of my mind for a long time, and I wrote it while I was in the creative writing class, and my teacher had me actually stand up in class and read it, and my classmates really loved it, and they was like, we can't wait for this book to come out because we want to read it. So
wow.
This is my first novel. Yeah, it's my first novel, and like I said, It got a pretty good standing ovation. It was also in my school newspaper too. So I did a couple of articles in my school news. I did newspaper articles. This would be my first actual novel. So it's a little bit different than writing for a newspaper.
Yeah, it is. So tell me, in this book, who is your least favorite character?
It's Jocelyn. Jocelyn English Thornton.
And what is that?
And Jocelyn is, she's kind of my hero because she graduated high school at 15. She accelerated through school and through regular college, medical college, and college to be a medical examiner. That is total years of college for her was 15 years to be a medical examiner. And she achieved all of that, and she fell in love with Tamron at age 18. She didn't date like a lot of young girls. You know, mostly people start dating when they're 15, 16. She didn't. She was focused on getting her, you know, her college degree. That was her primary focus. And then Tamron walks in her life, and you know, he's the grandson of a billionaire, but he was also a player, so she already knew who he was, and she had no intentions of, you know, becoming one of his girlfriends that he would cast aside.
Wow. Now, with that question being answered, what about your favorite character in the book? Who is your favorite character?
It was probably Tamron because he has so many facets to him. He's the mayor of the town. He's a father of four. Even though he's married, he still cheats. there's so much going on with Tamron. So, yeah, he's my favorite.
So, you know, when you listen to it like that, my next question would have to be, is any of the characters in this book based on real-life people? Because it sounds interesting, and I'm starting to feel like it has to be somebody for real.
Tamron is based on several different people that I've met. So it's not one person. It's like a combination of people. Jocelyn is not anybody I know. She just came to me, and I just developed her. So, yeah, if anybody, Tamron is the one that developed from several different people. I used to work for the city of St. Pete, and so I pretty much know how a city runs. So that's where Tamron being a mayor comes from, is me pulling that from my actual being working in the city and knowing how city government works. So his job comes from what I did for a living.
Wow. So can you say, like, Jocelyn may be like an alter ego of yours or someone that you could want to be?
You know, I like that. I'm like, wow, 15 years of college, you know, just to be a forensic pathologist or a medical examiner, as they call them. That is awesome. I mean, if anybody go to school that long, I think it's just awesome. Yeah, she's kind of like my hero.
Okay. Well, you're my hero, too, so I guess, hey, that works. Like the town that we talk about, is that a real town? Or, you know, have you marked up a town? So we just want to know, like, where the locale of the story takes place.
Okay, Mango Cove does not exist, okay? Just so you guys know, because all my books are coming out this year, and none of the towns really exist by those names. I grew up in St. Petersburg, Florida, and a lot of Mango Cove is based on that city. So in order to have more flexibility with my story, I changed the name of the cities because it's easier if you don't lock it into a city that exists and make it an imaginary city. Then you have more room to play around with.
That is good advice. That's something that I can use. Thank you so much for that advice. Now, here's a good part. Can you read us a part of your book, your favorite part? We want to hear it.
Okay. This is one that my beta readers had read before, and they liked it. So, the book starts out with Tamron inviting both sides of his family and her family to dinner tonight, and he hasn't told anybody what's going to happen. So I'm going to start with that. Now that everyone has arrived, Tamron passes out the champagne flutes to everyone. He pours champagne into the flute. I'm proposing a toast to my future. May it be more fulfilling and loving than my past. He drinks and winks at his wife again. This is very unusual because Tamron does not drink to the excess, but tonight he appears unusually inebriated. He is staggering and making cold, sarcastic remarks toward his wife. This is not the loving Tamron he once was. Although he has a dictator-like management style of his family, Tamron is always gentle and affectionate with his wife and kids. Tamron, what are you talking about? You and my daughter have been married for 7 years with four beautiful children. You both love. What is unfulfilling about your life now? Paul demands. Paul is Jocelyn's father.
Okay.
So Paul, he's angry that he has, this man is, his son-in-law is disrespecting his daughter. Jocelyn strolls over to her husband's side and strokes his freshly shaven face. Tamron, what's wrong with you, darling? I have loved you from the first time we danced together. at my sorority dance in Tallahassee. Why can't you tell me what's bothering you? She tries seducing him to change his mood. It usually works. Tonight, nothing is soothing the beast that resides inside Mr. Tamron Thornton. Yes, you have my sweet but deceitful wife, and our children are happy. I want more from this relationship, but I am no longer happy with our marriage. Everyone come into the dining room. The children will have their dinner in here. Tamron leads the way into the expansive dining room that is exquisitely decorated tonight. Now, I want you guys to read this because you're going to find out what happens after Tamron leads everybody into the dining room.
I'm ready to read it, like, tonight. Oh, my gosh. Like, I'm kind of getting mad at Tamron, though. Like, you know.
He did what now?
I'm just, like, listening to him, and I'm getting upset the way he's talking to her, so I'm ready to read it to see what happens.
I know, because that's Tamron has a unique style about himself. I mean, he's had his own plane since he was 5 years old. So when you're born with a silver spoon in your hand, you kind of, you know, he's just a spoiled brat. That's being polite.
You know, when I'm listening to you read this, like, you read it with passion. So, I mean, what was your journey in writing this book? Because it seems like it's really personal to you. So what was your journey like in writing this actual novel, starting from a short story to a novel? How did that journey feel to you?
It has changed so much. I was telling my sister, when I write, I get up sometime and I write. But this time, God has really changed the book. So this book is not how it was originally written. So this is pretty much what he wanted written. All my books are not, they are God-directed. They're not preachy, but you're going to find God in my book somewhere. So this was a book that God wanted written because of the way that Tamron, he comes from a very wealthy family, and people don't believe certain things happen in wealthy families, and they do. So I'm taking you inside a wealthy family and letting you see that they, too, have faults, and they, too, have, they're not perfect. And you get to see them crumble right in front of your eyes. So this is what I'm doing.
Wow. Very, very interesting. I mean, in writing this book, I know that there was challenges. You know, if there's anything you could have done different when writing this book, what do you think you would have done differently?
It was very hard for me to write this book, not because I experienced anything that Jocelyn goes through in this book, but because somebody close to me have went through some of the stuff that Jocelyn's going through. So for me to write this, it was hard. And number one, because I'm to become a meek woman, and Jocelyn is a meek woman. I'm not, so I had to write from a perspective that's not me. So that was very hard for me to do.
Wow. Okay. You said that you started writing this when you was in college. So how long did it actually take for you to develop this book?
This one, let's see. This book, and since 2013.
Okay. Wow. So you put a lot of heart and soul into your book, and that's what I like. You know, when I read a book, I don't want it quick. I want something where you put your heart and your soul into it, and you took the time to, you know, place passion into it. So that is awesome. You know, if it's like anything that you could tell upcoming authors, because, you know, a lot of people, they feel like they're taking a long time to write their book. What could you tell them to help them, to encourage them to keep going when it seems like it's getting rough?
It is hard. What I would suggest that you do is listen to your characters. And as long as your characters are talking to you, the book is going along fine. When your characters stop talking, then you need to let it go. Because they will tell you what they want written in the book. I know people that are not authors think we're crazy when we see our characters talk to us, but they really do. And they help, you know, help us go places that we normally would not go to. So I would suggest that you listen to that inner voice in you. Sometimes I would actually tape record some notes at night on my cell phone. I would just, you know, get the recorder and tape an idea, a paragraph, or whatever they thought, because sometimes you forget it. But that was my way of staying on task and staying on top of it. But I did listen to my characters, and it did make a difference.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Tell us where you can, we need to know where we can get your books from. Tell us where we can get your books from.
Okay, right now it's on Amazon. Tomorrow it should be on Nook. So I'm listening on Nook. I've set it up. It's just not ready yet. So hopefully it'll be ready. They said between, what did they tell me, 24 and 72 hours. So hopefully tomorrow it will be on Nook. There's other outlets that I'm trying to get, Blurb, Smashwords, some more outfits I'm working on. So I'm really trying to get the book out in different outlets so that people can get it in different places.
And also, will we be also able to get them in paperback?
Yes, I have scheduled it for paperback. I'm working with CreateSpace now for the paperback. So, yes, in fact, most of my friends, co-workers, my former co-workers, everybody wants a paperback. So I'm working on getting that ready for them. They want it, and so they also want it signed. So I got to figure out a way to have it sent to me and then sign it for them. But, yes, most of the people that I know that are not on Facebook want a paperback copy.
Yes. It's going to be an interesting book. Guys, if y'all get a chance, get over to Amazon and one-click this book. Your cover is very intriguing. What made you want to do design the cover like it's designed?
Okay. Well, actually, I know she is my book cover designer, for those of you that don't know. We worked together on this because I did not really want I think people are more curious when you don't put a person on the outside of the book, which gives them an incentive to go open the book up, and everyone's like, why don't she have, people on it? Well, I want you to open the book and see what's going on. So that's why we came up with this design, and I know she is just fantastic. She had the great design and vision for this, and I love it.
You have got to be it. Thank you. Thank you, by the way. I'm a no. You know, I had to throw that in there. But let me ask you, you know, you have got to be, like, super excited that you, you know, finally dropped this novel. I mean, what are you feeling on the inside right now?
Oh, last night when I was getting it prepared to actually drop it, it was like, you just get so excited. I mean, when you're writing a book, you're excited. But when you actually get ready to put it in Amazon and put it into Nook, just putting it in there, you feel emotions that you never felt before. You're just like, wow, this is really happening. So, it's kind of like words you can't put. I mean, you can't put everything in words. I love it. I'm excited. You know, I want people to read my babies because they are my babies. You know, all my characters are. And my books are different because most people, when they do romance, they deal with the husband and the wife. I deal with the family unit. So mine's a little bit different than most people, and I think that's something that a lot of people don't do, but we do live in a world where families are a part of our culture, so that's why I write from a family perspective.
Wow. You know, I would have to say this. I was reading Tamron, and it says that he is tall, dark, and deadly handsome. And I'm trying to picture a star or a actor that could play him because, like, I'm just already just knowing he's sexy. And I'm quite sure he has delicious lips and all of that stuff. You know what
I mean? All right, I know. You want to know who my vision of who would play Tamron in a movie?
Yes.
All right, it's funny because my son's girlfriend, I'm going to make sure she listens to this show because her and I have been saying this for a while. My pick for this one, and I also have him pick for my other book that's coming up in August called Perfect Wife, and I know she's doing the cover for that one too, is Idris Elba.
That's funny because that's who I was thinking. Like, I could actually hear the accent and everything with him talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's funny. I can picture that.
I can see him, you know, as I was typing it up, and I'm like, you know, he would be perfect. So, yes.
Wow, so do you see this going into a screenplay, maybe?
I don't know about this one, but The Perfect Wife, out of all the ones I've written, that's probably the one I could probably see that would probably go for a screenplay.
Awesome. So,
not saying that this one won't. You never know. You know, you say that, but I'm just saying from people, the feedback that I got from both books, because like I said, this book's been out for a while, and so is The Perfect Wife. It just hadn't been published.
Mm-hmm.
The feedback that I'm getting is most people like The Perfect Wife. They think that's going to be the one that's probably going to go to a screenplay.
Wow. See, so that was going to be my next question, what we were going to be expecting you from you, but you did say The Perfect Wife, and that's, you said that's coming out in August, right?
Yes.
Awesome. So you on the roll, girl. I am so proud of you. You know, you inspire me to keep going. You know, once you get over that hump, you just want to keep going. And, you know, we do get discouraged, and I'm sure, you know, while you was writing this book and revising it, that you, there was times where you was worried that it wasn't going to get out there.
I did, you know, because I was interviewing people, and I was always interviewing authors, and I was like, you know, it'd be nice when mine get out there. Well, now it is out there, so I feel good. I know a lot of people probably upset about the price for my book, but I don't care. My price is not changing, and that's what it's going to stay at.
Well, you know, you have a full-length novel. It's over, what, 60-something thousand words?
This one is 75,000.
So that's a full-length novel. It's not a series. And it's over 300-plus pages. So that price for me is, I one clicked it. The price is awesome. You know, and just reading.
Right. And, you know, I had a couple of people, you know, hit me up on Facebook. They was like, you know, I was like, no, I'm not doing a 99-cent book, so that's not happening. So, you know, if you don't want to buy it, that's fine. I have people that will buy it. So that's what happens. You know, this is America. You can buy whatever you want. That's the joy of living here. Every book is not for everybody. But I think if you pick up Vengeance, you will like it. I know you love my characters.
I'm loving Tamron already, so tonight, that's what I'm going to be doing tonight and tomorrow, and if I don't finish it all tonight, I'm a night owl. I vamp all night, so that's probably what I'm going to be doing. But anyone, like I said earlier, go One Click Vengeance. It's a book for the grown and sexy. You know, it does have, you know, a lot of goodness, and I, you know, kind of reading the synopsis, I know that it's going to be something that you would like, so go One Click it. Now, again, that's Lady Stephanie White on Amazon. Her book is Vengeance. The cover is banging. you know. So I know this is going to be an excellent book.
It is. It's you know, my books, I'm telling you right now, you're going to have to sit down. You're going to run through every emotion. You're going to feel them in my books. So I'm warning you. It's not one of those books where you have one emotion for the book. You're going to hit every emotion. My books, I like to take you on a roller coaster ride. So, you know, it might start out slow, but it won't stay that way.
Is there anybody that you want to give a shout-out for in developing this book?
Let's see. Melissa, my son's girlfriend, my son Troy White, my sister Paulette White, my prayer warrior, and people think we're related, and we're not, is Linda White. Linda has read this book. My best friend, Martha. D, as we call them, she has read it. So they're both excited that now it's finally in print, so now they can actually get it. So this is really a good place for me right now here. And, you know, like I said, Perfect Wife's coming out next, and that one's going to be kind of, it's going to be fun. I'll put it to you that way. And I want you to read my books. I want you to understand that I do create locales. So every one of my books are based in Florida except for one. So you're going to get to know a little bit about Florida, and I live in Central West Florida. So you get to know a little bit about that. But most, like I said, all of my books are based in Florida except for one, and that one will be based out of Atlanta. So that's the only one that I'm not doing Florida on.
Wow, okay. That is awesome. It has been so fun talking with you tonight. This has been Off the Talk with Lady Stephanie White. Also, I think you're going to be posting your link onto your page. So you can go onto your page and click the link as well, and to find the book are much easier. It, like I said, it's been awesome talking to you. Go ahead.
Okay, and I also, I'm going to be Wednesday night, I will be on Black Rain Network Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. So anybody want to listen to me there? Kim had asked me, she wanted to interview me tonight, but I told her I'd already committed to Anoshi. So Wednesday night I'll be interviewed again. So I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank Anoshi for interviewing me tonight. Thank you so much. It's a blessing to have you in my life. And I want everybody to go out and buy the book. And you can get it from Amazon or you can get it from Nook. All right, and we want to thank you and have a good night. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.